Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster. Please be seated. We have a few announcements.
I just wanted to remind everybody, next Sunday, Mother's Day, we have a beautiful breakfast served between the services. So come early for church next Sunday at 9:30. Have a great breakfast and share some fellowship with your parish family. Thanks.
It's a big weekend next weekend. Mother's Day, the brunch, and Camp Huron Sing, celebrating 80 years of stories and song. Camp Huron is a really sacred place that is one of the only structures in the Diocese of Huron that supports youth ministry. And this evening, next Saturday, a little under a week, is an opportunity to come and share in that spirit. We'll be singing great songs. Even if you've never been there, but you love to sing a good campfire song, come. If you have children who are here thinking, they might want to check out Camp Huron, bring them. They'll get a sense, they'll meet some of the staff and see the very rich, diverse, beautiful community of alumni that have formed over 80 years. Tickets are $30. There is a link on Camp Huron's Facebook page. If you can't find it, come and talk to me. I will help you navigate that. And all of the proceeds are going to capital improvements on the site so that we can continue to steward and care for this very sacred place.
So you probably are aware that we are having a special vestry right after church today. This is the third announcement as required by Canon 18 of announcing a special vestry meeting. There's only one item on the agenda. I'll read the motion: that the wardens be authorized to enter into a contract for up to $30,000 to improve the roof area protecting both vestries and the organ. So our plan is to just have everybody, if you could, stay in your seats after the postlude, and we'll do a very quick vestry meeting with a chance for people to ask questions, of course, and look forward to having everybody here. Thanks.
I have one more announcement. This week is clergy conference, so Michael and I will be out of town from Wednesday to Friday. But rest assured, if you have an emergency arise, there are still ways to get in touch with us. The normal ways will still work. So, please stand. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May you draw our hearts with joy.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit,
that we may be worthy of you and worthy of magnifying your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another and walk in the way of his commandments, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you, then, who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of the Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please be seated. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We are back at the Last Supper. Jesus has washed his disciples' feet. Judas has left. And Jesus has given his friends a new commandment. Love one another as Jesus has loved them. In their last moments together, before Jesus is arrested and condemned to death, Jesus offers words of comfort, words of assurance to his friends. He urges them to continue to believe, to continue to be in relationship with him, to stay with him through death, into the resurrection, and on through his ascension. And if you have ever wondered why Jesus would choose this moment to let the disciples know that this amazing, universe-altering love has limits, if you find it strange that he would highlight that this abundant life is exclusive, know that you are not alone. Know that it is okay to wonder if Jesus was perhaps speaking about something else. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am. In this moment, he is not simply telling the disciples who he is. Jesus is pointing to Moses and to the burning bush. Moses said to God, if I come to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. God said further, thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am, has sent me to you. Jesus reassures the disciples that he and the Father are one. And Jesus identifies himself with the great I am, the source of all creation. Jesus reminds them that in knowing him, in being in relationship with Jesus, the disciples have encountered the way to the kingdom, the way to everlasting life. In Jesus, they learn and see and come to understand the truth more clearly than ever before. In Jesus, they have life, and they have it abundantly. In the person of Jesus standing before them, the kingdom of God has come near. And now it is time for the disciples to join in God's work for that kingdom now, here on earth. As Jesus prepares to leave his friends, he sets himself in the long story of salvation, teaching them that he, Jesus, the Word, was there in the beginning, that Jesus has always been with those who know the Father, even before the resurrection, even before the incarnation. So perhaps Jesus is not speaking of exclusivity here. Perhaps he is clarifying what has always been true. So the disciples do not need to be afraid of what is coming. Jesus has always and will always be with them. And of course, we know that this great story of salvation does not end with Jesus' death. Salvation is not closed off with the resurrection. It is broken open so that all people from all places can come to know the Father. More and more these days, it seems that we experience life as a zero-sum game. If you win, then I lose. If we disagree, you must be saying that I am wrong. We live in a world where change often feels like condemnation. And we bring that way of understanding the world with us when we read Scripture. So if Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, then we assume that there must be no way, no truth, and no life outside of Jesus as we experience him. If we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, then God must be telling us that everyone else is outside of God's love and mercy. But I wonder if that makes sense given all that we know about God's incredible love for creation. In 1 Peter this morning, the writer urges us to remember that we are growing into salvation, that conversion is a process. Wisdom, understanding, our ability to hear the truth that Jesus speaks changes as we grow to know Jesus more. As we strive to follow Jesus on the way, as we search for truth, and as we share in this abundant life that Jesus offers, we are changed. And hopefully it means that we are better able to hear that which has always been true, that God's love is not more valuable if it is limited, that life with Jesus is not a zero-sum game, that God provides enough for everyone, that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. But too many people don't know that. Too few people believe they are worthy of God's love. Too many have heard that they should live in fear. So perhaps today we can believe in Jesus, the incarnate Word, be in relationship with Jesus, the Son of God, and let that be enough. Amen. Please stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please adopt a position of prayer.
Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord, our way, our truth, our life. In you the mystery of eternity is opened and we behold your glory. Inspire your church with this vision and build it into a spiritual house for you. Give us grace to grow into salvation. Risen Lord,
fill our hearts with joy.
Lord, our way, our truth, our life. You cast out fear, and in trusting in you, all people rejoice. Expand the vision of political leaders to embrace respect and dignity for all. Grant that our actions may proclaim life in its fullness. Lord, our way, our truth, our life. Move between us and unite all people into a community as your beloved children. Strengthen the bonds that make for cohesive living. Called by you, shape us as people of your promise. Risen Lord,
fill our hearts with Easter joy.
Lord, our way, our truth, our life. In you, our troubled hearts are eased and we are enfolded in your love. Hear our prayer for all whom we name before you and in our hearts. In our church community, we pray for Gerhard, Curtis, Mary, Donna, Imelda. May the light of your countenance give hope and peace. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord, our way, our truth, our life, you prepare a place for us and take us to be with you forever. Carry to yourself all who have died. Lord Jesus, receive our spirits. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we want to repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
gracious God, you show us your way and give us your divine life. May everything we do be directed by the knowledge of your truth. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he destroyed death. And by his rising to life again, he has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, we sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven,
give us this day our daily bread.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share your resurrection.
Live in us, that we may live in you. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Oh.
God of love, in this Eucharist we have heard your truth and shared your life. May we always walk in your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and always. Save our dismissal until after the special vestry and move straight into Steve's postlude.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being at this special vestry meeting of St. James Westminster. Notice that we have locked the doors, so no one can actually get out. But ideally, we've had a chance to look at the motion, to understand what's going on. It's been announced for the last 3 weeks to sort of understand. In a nutshell, basically, we are addressing some of the roofing issues that we have with funds that have been given to the parish. So it's all above board. We have the money. We just need to go through the motion so that the diocese is happy with us. So with that, we'll call this special vestry of St. James Westminster on May the 3rd to order with an opening prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks that you give us tasks and challenges, things to do and people to do it with. Bless this time that we may discern your will and confirm the work that has been done already in the building up of this community and this place. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, you may or may not have received the sign-in sheet. The wardens are taking them down the aisles as we can. If you have not signed in, please do make sure to do that before you leave. But with that, we're now on to agenda item number 2, which is the appointment of a vestry clerk. Jim Mays has agreed to be our vestry clerk for the one item that it is. And so, we now move to that one item that we're here to discuss. The motion that the wardens be authorized to enter into a contract for up to $30,000 to improve the roof area protecting both vestries and the organ. That is the motion that is on the table. It has been moved by Elaine Jones-Chick and seconded by Jim Mays and is now open. Any questions or discussion? Absolutely. Brian? Yes, it will be the exterior roof on top to protect and to prevent the hot air that gets blown from the organ up onto it from melting snow, creating ice dams, and causing water to come back in. Steve mentioned that we just finished a $25,000 repair on the organ that took 5 years to complete. So this is to mitigate any more of those. No, no operations inside. All done on the exterior. No, it will be shingles that will match that, but it will be an additional layer of roof on top of it, insulated on the inside. I asked the question, do we have the money? Yes, we have the money. So it will be a secondary roof added over these two sections that protect the organ and the chancel and the two vestries on either side. There's organ over there too, but that's protected. That one's in good shape. Sorry? Hopefully this summer. We're trying to do this so that we can get it done in the summer months pretty quickly. June. I am hearing June. June it will be completed. Yes, between our building improvement group that has, I think, close to 90 years experience in the construction industry, they have done a ton of research in selecting a roofing company, designing specifications up to standard, and they have done far more work than I could possibly articulate, but it has been duly vetted and certed. Who's the company? Prangder Roofing? Close enough. John? You might remember 2 years ago, we had that massive icicle that could kill an ox. That was a problem. We did some remedial work that is putting some heating coils along the roof, and that seemed to be okay for us this year, but there was a huge icicle on this side of the building that nobody saw. So this will take care of all of that. And this is the permanent solution. John? Yes. Thank you. Yes, the whole project was put out to 3 different companies for quotes and bidding process, and this is the one that wardens have landed on with the approval of Parish Council, who've been doing a lot of the heavy lading, and the Building Improvement Group that has done a ton of work on this. So I think with that, that allots our 5 minutes, so I'm ready to call the question. All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? Are you opposed? Nope. Okay, he put his hand down. Any abstentions? All right, so I believe that motion carries. Congratulations. Thank you very much. With that, who would like to make the final motion? Tim is waving his hand. So Tim is the one to thank for getting us out of here. And with that, let me offer a closing prayer. Loving God, we give you thanks for all that you do, for all that you give us. Continue to bless us and this congregation and this city and our world with the abundance of your love and grace. May we continue to be a light on the hill that shines with love and hope in a world in sore need. Protect us all as we go out into this world, as the roof of the church will protect us. Bless us in this time. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.